Berlin. They say there's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Now, nowhere else can you find such extremes of life. From the strip joints and the like, to the opera houses and the Philharmonic. In the winter, it's flipping brass monkeys and all, I can tell you. They read the glass in minuses. This night was like that. A thick white mist swirled around the streets and very few people were out and about. In a third floor attic, a bloke was sitting huddled over a small radio transmitter. He's back to the door.
Come in, Pigeon. Receiving you. Over.
Pigeon to Nesta. I cannot speak for long. Take down carefully what I have to say.
Go ahead, Pigeon.
The link is soon to be...
I forgot to mention this bloke was in the quiet side of Berlin. The east side.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Wall Street. It's not often I stay at home and cook a meal. I either eat out and go back to the flat, or I'll get a takeout fish and chips or something. I'm just not the cooking sort. But a bird can change a bloke, especially if he's trying to impress her. And she was lovely. Not much of a chatter, but she sparkled in other ways, believe me. Anyway, to cut the long story short, she'd moved in with me for a couple of days, and she just remarked on how angry she was. And I, in a brash kind of way, said I'd knock out something simple. You know, that expression could apply to her as in my relation. Oh, skip it.
Could I give you an onion, eh, love?
Huh? Oh, no. You get back to the living room.
All right.
Oh, damn. Hello?
Adam, there's a scramble on.
You been to see the Battle of Britain again?
I shall use whatever turn of phrase I choose, Kane. Just get yourself down here and fetch Basil Slade on your way. He's expecting you.
Did this spoil something very beautiful, Adam? Us being called out, I mean.
What's you on about?
Your lady friend.
What do you know about her?
I popped up to visit you last night, Adam. Felt a bit of a loose end, you know, so I stopped off at the off license and bought a bottle of pure malt. Only to find you had a visitor.
Oh?
I heard giggling, Adam. Through the door, you know.
Break your arm, did it, Basil, or son?
Adam, it's not every day I call on you for a friendly visit.
I meant having to actually lay out real money for the malt.
Whiskey, gentlemen?
Sir.
Oh, thanks. Very well. Settle yourselves and smoke if you wish.
Get on with it, Viv.
You do tend to spoil my fun, you know, Adam. It's most irritating.
Now, you tend to spoil mine sometimes, mate. I left a very cozy little situation to come in.
All right, Stanley. Start the film. This film was taken in East Berlin a few months ago by a couple of our chaps. That man, coming out of the shop now, that's our subject.
What's he done?
We think he's got himself killed. He was working for us. By that, I mean Her Majesty's government, of course.
Of course.
You feeling all right, Slade?
Oh, yes, sir. Fine, thank you.
Viv.
What? Oh, yes. Now, that girl he's speaking to at the moment, that's his wife.
Does she know he works for us?
Oh, yes. They both work for us, as it happens. Her brother, as well. Together, they form a highly successful team.
Doing?
Getting people out of East Berlin and into the Western sector.
Why do you think he's been killed, sir?
2 days ago, Gunther, his name is, transmitted a rather strange message to our embassy in the West. He started off by saying he hadn't long to speak. And then he said, the link is soon to... And then everything went dead.
That is place now.
Yes, that is. There's an attic on the top floor. He kept the radio there.
Does the link is soon to make any sense to you?
Well, only the link part of it. That's the code name we gave to his operation network.
Soon to what? Be discovered?
Definitely, sir. He thinks Gunther was trying to warn us.
So what now?
We've got to find out exactly what has happened. Since the radio link is out now, we're left with one alternative.
I'm getting a nasty feeling all of a sudden.
Yes, I'm afraid, Sir Adam. You'll have to go to East Berlin and sort it out.
What will I do, sir? I mean, while Adam's going...
You're becoming with me, Slade.
Where are you going, then?
West Berlin. Somebody has to sort out the embassy side of things.
How's the arm, my friend?
Oh, it's fine. I'm more concerned for yourself.
Yes, I do not wish to sound unfriendly, but so am I. I pity you could not see who it was that fired the shot. KGB?
No. I think someone closer to home. They do not, I think, realize how important our operation is. If they did, then certainly the KGB. But I am certain they believe it to be just a small organization getting friends out to the West.
Yeah, this is possible. The fools thought to teach us a lesson, merely. You think we shall have to close down?
It depends on whether they can make Josefa talk. And also on the British.
They will do nothing. You know, Viv, I've often thought the Soviets would welcome seeing the back of people who don't like their system. You know, kind of turn a blind eye to an escape route or two.
I think, in fact, they do. This one was a little different, though.
I was beginning to wonder.
They mostly handle getting our people out and in sometimes. Also, any information our agents wish to get out to us is handled by them, passed on to anyone going through to be handed in at the embassy in the West.
A bit amateur, isn't it?
Possibly. But totally effective.
Up till now.
Yes. But that's why we're going in, isn't it?
Yeah. The strong arm squad.
Josefa, come inside quickly.
Hello, Carl.
Are you all right? Where have you been?
Well, it's the headquarters. There's nothing to worry about.
Gunther is alive. It was only a wound and not too bad.
Yeah, I know this. The captain who took me down to the headquarters told me he had no intention of killing Gunther. Just wanted to give him a fright.
Then it is as Gunther and I were talking. They suspect nothing important.
No, nothing at all. He has merely warned us. Of course it will not stop us.
Of course. Gunther is upstairs. I must go now.
You're in a rush to go somewhere.
I merely wish to go to my own house. Now that you are back safely.
Yes, of course. We will see you later then. We must discuss what we ought to do now. Not so.
Yeah. I will return later. Auf Wiedersehen.
Welcome to Berlin, gentlemen. The ambassador sends his apologies. He's at present in a rather important meeting.
No problem. I'm quite sure we'll clear up this little matter in no time.
I'm sure. Now, I must explain that I have full queue clearance, and the ambassador has asked me to carry on in his absence.
Jolly good.
Mr. Kane?
Yeah?
You seem a little quiet.
Nothing to say at the moment.
I must say it makes a change. No offense intended, Al.
How am I getting into the Eastern Circle, then?
It may sound a little simple to you, but we've found in the past that the easiest way is as an ordinary tourist.
Just walking?
More or less, yes.
I say, do you think it'll work?
It has done in the past.
Which doesn't mean a thing in this game. Still, I like it.
So do I. I realize it's not me who'll be doing the walking, so to speak, but the straight-in approach does seem to pay off somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Which way is east?
You're all right, I think.
Yeah, I'm certain of it now. Tell me again what happened.
He took me to headquarters. They have a small room there. One light, one table, two chairs.
Yeah, the captain. What did he say exactly?
He says he knows that we have a pipeline to the west. It would go better for me to be honest with him, so for a while I deny it, and he continues to question me.
What sort of questions?
Am I a loyal Soviet? You know, the usual.
Yeah. Then?
Then I pretend to break down. I say we do have the escape route. I'm sorry, I won't do it again. You have killed my husband. Is that not enough punishment?
And then he tells you I am not dead. It's all just a warning to us, huh?
Yeah.
We have got to get that message through to the Eithnik somehow.
Isn't it necessary we tell them everything?
Of course.
About Carl as well?
Especially about Carl.
All right, see ya.
Remember, Mr. Kane, you're just on a short tour. You're staying no more than 2 days, and give them the address of the hotel I gave you. It does, in fact, exist, and I think it would be a very good idea to actually book in there.
Yeah. And don't get any silly ideas about me being expendable, will you, Viv?
As though I would, Adam.
I'm not flipping off, mate. So how about it?
Cheerio, Adam, and good luck.
Thanks. Not a long walk to the Soviet zone, not really. I mean, I fairly frequently walk down to the corner of my road for a packet of fags, about the same distance. But it don't take nearly as flipping long, I can tell you. I wasn't the only one going through. The others, I'd say, were mostly East Germans going back after seeing relatives for the day. I had a strong feeling I stuck out like a bleeding five-star hotel in Hackney Wick. I resisted the temptation to look back at Viv and then.
He's almost there.
Shouldn't have much trouble getting through.
That chap has stopped him.
His passport, that's all.
He's through. All right, we have work to do. Let's go.
How do we get our suspicions over to the British, Gunther?
One of us must go into the pipeline.
In that case, I'm coming with you.
Why do you assume it is I who will go?
You speak English, I don't.
We will go together, Liebchen, of course.
I find it so hard to believe my brother would betray us.
I do not. He has long had his doubts about the West. And sometimes I can't blame him. The West has become weak. In many cases, their governments are headed by idiot soft men.
Yet you do not work for the Soviets?
No. No, I believe that although the West is weak and disorganized, their peoples are stronger than the Soviet people.
But what you have said that denies that?
The individuals of the West. They still have the spirit that is every man's right. The Soviets have strong leaders, but the people are merely robots.
Why do you think the KGB have let us free? They must realize that we are going to carry on.
That, I think, is exactly what they want us to do. They will use us to get their own agents across. Oh, who knows? Thanks to Carl, we may have already sent KGB men or misinformation over.
You're telling me that you sent Adam in knowing that?
I had very little choice.
What?
Oh, come now, Mr. Slade, it's not as bad as you're making
out. You be quiet. Adam happens to be a friend of ours, not just some chap we happen to work with.
Slade, I shall ignore your insubordination to me and your ill manners towards Miss Cheston here, provided you now shut up. As I said, I had very little choice but to send him in. If you think I didn't carefully consider the fact that it is Kay rather than any nameless gentleman from the third floor, then you insult me. It was the fact that he is Kane that I sent him. He's the only man in DI6 who has the initiative and, frankly, the courage to bring this one off.
All right. I'm sorry. It came as a shock, your knowing that the pipeline had been blown for some time, that's all.
I realize that. Now, we've got to find the weak link, though. I couldn't let Adam go in knowing that. He might well have given the game away. As it happens, I'm certain Gunther knew, and that was what his message was all about. And now, he's dead. Or at least we think he is.
So what do we do now?
Wait.
Gunther, I cannot stand this waiting any longer.
We must give the British time to try and contact us.
You said we must go ourselves.
Only as a last resort. Be a little patient.
How will they contact us?
I wonder if the women of the West nag their husbands like you, huh?
It is said they are worse. They have little else to do.
That is a remark I expect from Carl. Oh, perhaps they will send someone there. An agent, maybe. Oh, I will see.
It's only Carl.
Gunther, you are feeling better?
Yeah, Carl, danke. Come inside.
Yourself.
Hello, Carl. Some vodka?
Danke.
Bitte.
You do not seem to be over pleased to see me, Gunther.
But?
You do not seem to be pleased to see me, I said.
Carl, here's your drink.
Danke. Prost.
Prost. Is there some reason why I should not be pleased to see the brother of my wife?
This is why I ask.
Where have you been this evening, Carl?
At home. Frau Hausmann produced a particularly good meal tonight.
Ah.
I've been meaning to ask you, Gunther.
Yeah?
I've been meaning to ask you what it is you were transmitting to the West. The other night when you were shot. Something important, yeah?
Simply to report that everything was going well.
I understood that we would not use the radio unless it was something vitally important.
I thought it worth the risk to reassure the West that all was well.
What is our plan now?
Well, I see no reason why we shouldn't continue the pipeline.
No, neither do I. Of course, we shall have to give it a short break, just to let things quieten down, no?
No.
Josefa.
No, Gunther, I cannot play this game any longer. With anyone else here, but not my own brother, I must know the truth.
The truth, you say?
Are you working for the KGB?
A gun, Karl. Why, is that necessary?
Sit down, Gunther. It is obvious that you know, or you would never have asked the question yourself.
Why, Karl?
I'm quite sure Gunther has explained my feelings to you. It is obvious that the two of you have discussed me at length. I shall leave you now. There is nowhere you can go to. The KGB will doubtless turn up later to interview you.
I'm sorry, Gunther.
Well, it's not important. I think you can come out now, Mr. Kane.
Is there much to do here? Entertainment-wise, I mean.
Yes, a great deal more even than London. It's the most fabulous city.
I must say I've not been here often, but what I've seen of the place I liked very much. Seems very alive, somehow.
Excuse me, please. Hello? Yes, you can speak. When was this? I quite understand. Of course. No problem there. No. The usual place? Good. See you. I shall have to go out for a while, gentlemen. Please excuse me.
Everything all right, I hope?
Of course. Just a personal thing. A friend of mine.
Oh, good. You seem a little concerned.
No, no problem at all. I shan't be long.
Can we offer you a lift, Miss Cherson?
I beg your pardon?
A lift. We have this enormous car you see at our disposal. It seems a pity to waste it.
Well, I don't have to go very far. Just downtown.
Oh, fine. We'd love to get out of it ourselves. Not so, Basil?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. Get out.
Oh, well. Thank you. That's very kind.
I should do it.
Yeah, this is good. We've been waiting now.
Please, can you now tell me what is happening?
Herr Kane is the man from DI6 that I've been expecting.
You know each other?
No, but I was told to expect him.
Gunther, you are trying to be too mysterious. Please tell me what is happening.
That is what this game is all about, Liefchen. The spying game. Mystery and deception. In this case, it is very simple. While you were at the Polizei, I received a radio message from DI6.
How much longer till it's completely dark down there?
Never, my friend. Those searchlights remain trained on the frontier the whole night.
When does this truck come through? I'm getting a little restless sitting about here.
About another 40, 50 minutes. No more.
Good. I ain't waiting.
This will be perfect, thank you.
My dear, it's a pleasure, I'm sure. Oh, I say, do you want us to wait to give you a lift back?
Please don't. I've no idea how long I should be.
We'll wait.
All right, if you wish.
It could be a long time, sir. Do we have to wait for her?
Not at all, Basil. Drive around the block and stop behind the house she just entered.
There, the truck?
Yeah, mail for the rest. You have a gun?
No, couldn't risk bringing it through.
In the pocket of the briefcase, Joseph, there's an automatic. Give it to Herr Kane.
Herr Kane?
Thanks, love.
That is very English, huh? Love.
Yeah.
So, it is time. We go.
Here she comes.
Miss Cherston, over here, please.
Never!
Stop, or I shall be forced to shoot!
I say so.
I've been in some car chases and the like in my lifetime, but this took a flipping cake. Couldn't have done that big German car to life as soon as the border guards raised the barrier to let the mail truck through. They had no hope in hell of stopping us. I saw one bloke's face as we screamed past him, a mixture of total terror and work his club slapstick. Not even had a chance to think about raising those nasty little submachine guns of theirs. We were through the gap and into the west.
Congratulations, everyone. Here's to a completely successful operation.
Oh, slange bar, sir. Slange bar.
Please, will someone tell me what's been happening? I seem to have lost track of events, so to speak.
Believe it or not, Basil, you have actually played an integral part in our little drama.
Well, I'm chuffed, naturally, but I still...
I'll tell him, for Pete's sake.
Very well. Some time ago, Gunter here told us the pipeline had been blown, and he suspected the KGB were sending misinformation through. We immediately set up a second pipeline run by Gunter, but on his own entirely. Not even his lovely wife here knew about it.
That was not easy. Women have a habit of finding out all the things they should not. My wife does not speak English.
Gunther?
Do not be concerned, my dear.
We had to know who had blown the setup in the eastern side, but, more important, who the contact on the western side was.
Miss Cheston.
Precisely. I haven't the slightest idea who it was in the embassy. Even the ambassador himself was under close surveillance. I spoke to Kane privately and sent him into the eastern sector, knowing full well what to expect.
Why did you let me sound off the way I did then?
Because by then, I'd begun to suspect Miss Cheston, thanks to Adam's usually accurate intuition.
Yeah, there was something about her I didn't like. Besides, she was our radio operator, which put her in a very cozy position to sift and pass on information.
And now we've learned the KGB is set up, and the second pipeline is still open, and, most important, the KGB have the least idea of its existence.
And what are you and your wife going to do, Gunter, old son?
Herr Spencer Dickens has said he can help me with work in your country. I think Berlin is a little too close to home.
Huh? Yeah. Well, here's to your new home, mate. Welcome.
My English is better, huh?
Well, considering you couldn't speak a word, it's incredible, love. Well, this is my local. Hope you like it.
Well, you must come along to my club one of these days.
Yeah, well, you can leave me out of that one. Well, what are you all drinking?
Vodka for us, Adam.
I'll have the same as you, Adam.
I thought you might. Viv, you embarrassed me in here once before by asking for sherry. Don't do it again.
Well, in that case, I'll have half a pint of best guitar.
You know, for a change, I'll have a bit of... Yours is the next round, eh, Basil?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.